Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Surviving. Wouldn't you rather have a superabundant marriage? Hi, I'm Frank Hannigan, and I'm here with Kim Haggerty.
And we're talking today with Brian Tapping from Paradisus Day about a new program they're launching called The Choice Wine and other resources they have to transform parish and family life.
Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Frank.
It's good to have you. Hey, tell us and tell our listeners, what's Paradisus Day anyways? What does that stand for? Kim said you're from Paradisus Day.
Right, that's a great question. Paradisus Day, translated, means the paradise of God or God's paradise.
Great, God's paradise. And that was chosen as the name of the company that you're with now?
Actually, we think of ourselves as a national ministry, and believe it or not, when our founder, Steve Bowman, received a call to start this national ministry, he felt that that was the name God called him to give it.
Boy, that's super. That's wonderful. A national ministry. We're proud about that. Brian, tell us about your story. How did you get involved with this national ministry?
Well, I've been very blessed in my life, Frank, and I'm grateful for that. I first encountered Paradisus Day through a program called That Man Is You at my home parish here in Dubuque, Iowa. And I just signed up for it as a parishioner, just like many of the men in the parish did, and started attending. I was so personally moved by the life-transforming nature of the formation that I reached out to Steve Bowman, who is the founder of Paradisus Day and also the developer of that program, and I said, you know, this content is so great. I wish I would have known it when I was younger. And we struck up a series of email communications back and forth. At the time, I was working in Catholic publishing, and it turned out he wanted a book to be written and produced and asked if I would come on board and help them, specifically with our new program for marriage, The Choice Wine.
You know, that's really interesting that you're talking about that, and we will talk a little bit more about That Man Is You later on in the program, but we really are especially interested in The Choice Wine. So it's a program for parishes based on videos and the book, The Choice Wine, Seven Steps to a Super Abundant Marriage. So I'm going to say that again so people can go find the book or learn more about it. The Choice Wine, Seven Steps to a Super Abundant Marriage. And Frank and I both read the book, and we really enjoyed it, so we're really happy to talk about it. And you want to tell us a little bit about how you came up with the seven steps or a little bit more about this program?
Sure. And just so our listeners can be clear, there's actually two components to the Choice Wine. One is a program that couples can experience at their parish or in small community at their home, or believe it or not, as a couple just in their home. And that's a video-based program with nine sessions. We also have a book that's called The Choice Wine, Seven Steps to a Super Abundant Marriage, that is separate from the program. It contains some of the same content, but actually goes beyond it. And so the couples who have already gone through the program find the book a great way to follow up with it as well. Your question was about the seven steps, and that's a great answer. For us, the Holy Family is the model for the Christian family. And the seven steps were simply derived from the life of the Holy Family and actual experiences and things that they lived out within their lifetime.
So this sounds like a really good Catholic program.
It is a good Catholic program, yes.
So I noticed as I read through it, Brian, that there's a lot of stories that just sort of, I don't know, just brought me into that reality. You sort of, you relate to the couple. There was Riley Leggett and his wife, and the stories that Steve Bowman, the author of the book and the program, I guess, shared so much about that. So many learnings from that wise couple.
You know, Steve was blessed to know Riley and Rosemary, and they kind of set the architecture for the book, if you will. And interestingly enough, their lives matched up very well to the seven steps that are introduced in that book. And from that, you know, we find that people really relate to other people who they can say, wow, that's just an average, everyday individual. They had a wonderful experience. I can relate to that. Sometimes it's harder for us to relate to, let's say, saints who have gone before us 300, 500, you know, 1,000 years because it seems so far off. But there are people who are living the seven steps here on our own current day and age. Riley and Rosemary are examples of those people.
And I just want to say that the book was really easy to read and really, I think, really well done. And it wasn't boring. And it was really nice to have all these stories about a normal, I don't want to give all the stories away or anything, but a normal couple, just a normal couple and kind of how they went through their life and their marriage. And it really was a lot of things that we could relate to.
Well, thank you for saying that. One of the things that we wanted to make sure happened with this book was that it was accessible. You'll find wonderful theology in the book. You'll find a tremendous focus on the findings of modern science. And through it all, we weave in great wisdom, wisdom that comes from stories of the saints, their experience, wisdom that comes from everyday people like Riley and Rosemary. And we even have other folks from the modern age like Don Piper, John Pridmore, who are introduced within this book and within this program.
You know, as Kim was saying, it's so easy to relate to. We had a party recently for my 8-year-old grandson, and our boys were over with their spouses and significant others. And at the dinner, we started talking about it. I said, you know, we had a big spaghetti meal, and we were talking about if you ever went to bed hungry. And I said, well, I just read a book. And there was this gentleman who had a lot of wisdom. And he said, you know, if you ever, ever go to bed really hungry, it's going to change your life. And so we talked about that. And it was really neat to have the boys sort of take that in and understand that and see that we're blessed in some ways that, you know, they've never really been that hungry. But on the other hand, there's some lessons to learn from having that kind of that kind of difficulty. So, Brian, we're going to have to take a break right now. We're going to be back in just a moment or two, and then we'll continue on our discussion about the Choice Wine and the seven steps.
Lent is a time to give up, take up, and lift up. By giving up those things that get in the way of our relationship with God and taking up almsgiving practices, we can lift up the dignity of others. Catholic Relief Services provides us with the resources to learn, pray, and act on behalf of our brothers and sisters overseas. By participating in CRS Rice Bowl this Lent, you can help lift up a more just and merciful world. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl for more information.
The loss of a marriage can lead to an endless number of changes in our lives, and some of these changes can be very painful. We may be overwhelmed with thoughts of an uncertain future.
The Catholic Church is present in these difficult times through Divorce Ministry, providing support, guidance, and resources to divorced Catholic families.
We want to help you rebuild your life by walking in faith in the company of Jesus Christ.
For more information, please call 312-534-8353 or go to our website, marriageandfamilyministries.org.
Have you ever thought about becoming a priest, but you weren't quite sure what to do or who to talk to? You're not alone. That's why the Archdiocese of Chicago offers two great discernment opportunities for men between the ages of 20 and 40. The first is the In Search Discernment Group, which meets Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 in downtown Chicago. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the priesthood alongside other men who are asking similar questions. The second opportunity is the Exploring Priesthood Weekend at Mundelein Seminary from October 30th to November 1st. This free retreat provides men with the opportunity to see what life in the seminary is like and to meet over 200 seminarians who are following their call to become priests. For more information and to register, please visit chicagopriest.com. That's chicagopriest.com.
This is Frank Hannigan, and I'm back with Kim Haggerty on Marriage and Family Matters, Relevant Radio, 950 AM in Chicago. And we're talking with Brian Topping from Paradisus Dei about some wonderful resources for couples and for parishes.
Brian, Frank was talking about how he really liked the stories in the book, and I like those too, but I really like the studies in there too. You know, you talk about some scientific background. You want to tell us a little bit about some of that, how that was weaved in?
You bet. One of the interesting things about how the book presents its information is that we really root it in the cultural context for people today here in America. And so we look at studies that relate to what makes marriage the cause for people to be more happy, healthy, and wealthy than folks who are not married. And believe it or not, folks find that very surprising when they hear that for the first time. We look at things like the U.S. Social Survey, which suggests that couples who live the seven steps, and especially who live the first three of the seven steps, reduce the probability of divorce to essentially zero.
Wow.
And what's interesting about that is this is not our data. This is data that's out there that exists, that's already been collected. And then we transition from social data to physiological, neurological data. And in each of the seven steps that are introduced, we actually show how the human person was created to really fulfill that image of a one-flesh spousal union. And people find that mix of both science and theology to be very compelling.
It certainly was, as Kim and I were talking about, you know, the book once we read it. We really liked the stories and the studies and what it can do for people. So, Brian, without giving the whole book away, why don't we talk a little bit about some of those seven steps? Can you take two or three of them, just give us an idea? And we'll go from there.
Well, sure. Let's maybe just take steps one, two, and three, because those are the ones I mentioned. And step one is honor your wedding vows. One of the interesting things the studies tell us is that infidelity, either real infidelity or virtual infidelity, increases the probability of divorce by over four times. So the first step calls spouses to honor their wedding vows, and that fidelity goes beyond just sexual exclusivity. It goes all the way to a willingness to offer your life for the beloved. And the session actually ends with two incredibly moving stories of that heroic love.
Boy,
so that's just a little bit on step one.
Yeah, I think that's great. I know in pre-cana we give the engaged couples a copy of the vows, and we talk to them about, you know, these are the most important words you will ever say to anyone. So I think the choice wine, starting off with honor your wedding vows, is just right on target. It just puts everything in your marriage in the proper context.
Right, you bet. And so, then moving on to step two, which is use money for others, you know, it's found that money is the second largest cause of marital stress, believe it or not. And I'm sure there's many couples out there like my wife and I could relate to that.
Oh, others too.
Same here.
You bet. But in step two, we challenge couples to see their financial resources as a tool entrusted them for the good of others. It includes beautiful stories of those who have lived that generosity incredibly well.
Boy, I think that's important to do, too. Again, that's a sign of a couple growing and becoming all that they can become as a couple when they start not being all about themselves and being able to be generous in spirit and generous with their treasure as well.
You bet. And then moving on to step three, give God some of your time. Here's the neat thing about giving God some of our time. It's been found through studies that prayer and the neurochemistry behind prayer can actually change a person. And more specifically, it goes beyond changing a person to actually changing behaviors that can lead to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So the third step challenges individuals to give ample time to God and provides a roadmap, practical tips, and suggestions for building that rigorous, authentic prayer life.
And you're saying that if a couple does these first three steps, that really, really will reduce the chances of them getting divorced?
It does. Actually, in the studies, and I want to be clear, we didn't sample every human on the face of the planet,
yeah.
So we have to take it in proper context. But in the studies, it reduced the probability of divorce to zero.
Wow.
So we're talking about a radical change in, you know, that marital behavior.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the stories from Riley Leggett that Steve Bowman, the author, shared had to do with Riley simply saying, eat dinner every day with your family and give some time to God, meaning, you know, go to church with your family. So if you do those two things, boy, it makes such a difference in the lives of couples and families.
You bet.
Tell us about the choice wine and how it might fit in with the Year of Mercy that Pope Francis has started, because that's something that, you know, the Archdiocese is pushing here and promoting quite well.
Well, you know, to say it in very simple terms, each one of us is made different by God's superabundant love and mercy. And the seven steps to a superabundant marriage, really, when you get into steps four through six, are all about experiencing that superabundance within the marital union. And then when we get into step seven is all about mercy and the call for married couples to base their Christian home on the foundation of mercy. And, of course, that foundation of mercy comes from God.
And I'm just going to share what step seven is for people that are listening, that it's make it easy to be bad. I'm sorry, oops. Make it easy to be good and hard to be bad.
So, and I mean, if we relate that to mercy and to forgiveness, where better to practice mercy? Because as much as we try to make it easy to be good and hard to be bad, we make mistakes. We're not God. We're not perfect. And we're human, and male and female. So we have issues on occasion. But if we can follow what it says, make it easy to be good and hard to be bad, and then, you know, add superabundant mercy into our relationships as well. What a place to forgive one another.
Well, that's it. And here in this step, we actually look at some studies that suggest that experiencing a really stressful situation in your life can actually increase the probability of death by 50%. But conversely, practicing superabundant mercy can reduce the probability of death by 50%. And so the beauty is that this is really how we were made by our Creator, to practice that superabundant mercy. And it shows in those statistics.
All right, Brian, we're going to have to take another break here. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes on Marriage and Family Matters here on AM 950 Relevant Radio in Chicago.
All right, everybody, let's pray the rosary.
Don't forget to say grace.
We have to do what God wants us to do.
My mom laid the foundations for me to discover God.
How does this bring you closer to God?
The path to holiness is in doing God's will.
If you are called to be a priest, that's how you will be fulfilled.
My mom helped me get through difficulties in my discernment.
Think of the big picture.
Keep things in perspective.
Are you praying?
My mom played a huge role in my journey to the priesthood.
She still does.
Our moms nurture our vocations.
Without my mom being who she is, there's no chance I'd have entered the seminary.
My mom says she had a feeling I would be a priest.
To hear the call of God, we need to be in a position to hear it.
Hearing God starts at home, with the family.
Thank you, Mom.
I would not be at the seminary if it wasn't for you.
Our seminarians were encouraged by their parents to discover God's call in their lives. Do you encourage your son? St. Joseph College Seminary, the best place to discern. For more information, visit cometojoseph.org.
Lent is a time to reflect on what it means to give up, take up, and lift up. By giving up those things that get in the way of our relationship with God and taking up almsgiving practices, we can lift up the dignity of others. Catholic Relief Services provides us with the resources to learn, pray, and act on behalf of our brothers and sisters overseas. By making small sacrifices this Lent, you can support leadership training in Colombia, literacy programs in Laos, nutrition initiatives in Rwanda, education in Honduras, and agricultural assistance in Madagascar. Additionally, 25% of all rice bowl donations stay here in Chicago to fund local parishes and organizations that are fighting hunger and poverty in our own backyard. Rice Bowl is more than just a collection. It is a holistic way to live and give life in a spirit of solidarity. Participate in CRS Rice Bowl this Lent and help lift up a vision for a more just and merciful world. Join us at chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl.
You're listening to Marriage and Family Matters on Relevant Radio 950 AM in Chicago. And we're talking to Brian Topping from Paradisus Day about the Choice Wine and some other wonderful resources to enrich our Catholic faith.
And Brian, how would a parish staff bring one of these programs into their parish? And is it expensive, I guess, is always a question.
Well, the two programs that we've mentioned so far, the Choice Wine and That Man Is You, the Choice Wine being the couples ministry and That Man Is You being the men's ministry, are available at no cost to parishes. We provide the program materials for free.
How can that be? How can that be, Brian? How can it be free?
Well, you know, we do have a very unique funding model, and one of the things that we've found, and certainly I've experienced this in my years of ministry, both in local parishes and diocesan levels, is that, you know, budgets are tough these days. Mm-hmm. And so that shouldn't prevent the church from offering powerful formation tools. And so what we do in our programs is we give the parishes the foundational materials to operate the program with, and then within the program, if the individual or the couple has personally benefited from that, we ask them if they'd be willing to help us make that program available to other parishes at no charge through a free will offering. But that doesn't happen until towards the end of the program, until they've had a chance to see if they've been touched by it, and if they feel, through prayer and discernment, that's a gift they'd like to give to others.
So that's really a leap of faith that you're taking.
Well, it is, but we found that the formation that's offered through Paradisus Day is results-based. We are very concerned about tracking the results, how it impacts people, how their lives change as a result of it, and really as a result of implementing the principles that are put forth through it. And Frank, to answer your question, it's real easy for parishes to get started. We actually have a whole team of dedicated professionals whose job it is to help parishes from evaluation to startup to lay leadership team training. All of that, of course, provided free of charge. And all they have to do is go to our website, www.paradisusday.org, or they can call our office in Houston, Texas at 281-974-3541.
And we'll put this information on the Marriage and Family Ministries webpage too, you know, for anybody that is interested in this. And let me just say, Brian, I was on the phone yesterday with Peg Vandehei from the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I said we were going to be talking to you, and she said, oh my gosh, we love that program. We love the Choice Wine. Green Bay loves the Choice Wine, and they especially like the That Man Is You program. She said they've been doing that for quite a while up there, so I thought it was kind of nice to hear from an outside person that that they really have liked it, and the diocese has done very well with the program, really likes using it.
You know, that's great to hear. We have such a wonderful relationship with Bishop Ricken of Green Bay. At the last men's conference about a year ago, he actually said he wanted every parish in his diocese to be doing That Man Is You. And here's the real power of that. That Man Is You is not just a one-and-done program. We actually offer up to 5 years of formation. So it really does have the ability to transform men's attitudes about their role as husbands and as fathers within their families.
Boy, that's really a great thing to do. And I think it's wonderful that men hear that other men are doing it and thinking that it's a good program, and it just spreads. It gets, you know, it reaches critical mass. So they're doing a great job up in Green Bay, and perhaps it's something that'll come to the Archdiocese of Chicago as well.
And it's nice to know that you really liked it, and that's how you got involved in it. And tying it in kind of with the studies that, you know, you seem to Paradisus Day seems to be involved with, I know the studies show that for families, it really, they kind of go with the way the father goes. How involved the father is with the family and with the house is really kind of the way that the marriages and the children go. You know, do they stay in the faith? A lot of the times the mother influences, but it seems like the father has a very, very, very strong influence.
You know, some of the best testimony we hear in terms of feedback is when wives call us up, wives of husbands who are in the program, and they typically say two things. They'll say, first of all, whatever you're doing, because of the changes I've seen in my husband, keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
And then secondly, you know, what do you got for me? And so obviously now the Choice Wine would be a great way for husbands and wives to experience that kind of transformational programming together.
That's for sure. If you think that, you know, in the church we consider the family to be the basic cell of society, you know, the most most important building block. So if you go back even before that, before family, it's typically based on a husband and wife, you know, a married couple. So here you are, you have a program that, or two, you know, several programs, but these two, the Paradisus programs that are supporting men and helping them to become better Christians, better fathers, better husbands, and then for the couple to help them to become a better couple with the Choice Wine program. Boy, I think the work you're doing is outstanding.
Thank you for that. We're very excited to be doing it. We feel like it's a calling and that we're just blessed and honored to be doing it.
So, all right, so what's next then for Paradisus Day?
You know, we are branching out into a lot of different areas. For 12 years, we only had our men's program. So actually the Choice Wine represents current what's next for us. We started the Choice Wine program in 2015 in conjunction with the World Meeting of Families. Our Choice Wine book literally just hit the bookshelves this past Tuesday, and we're moving forward with a retreat for mothers and their 8th grade through high school age daughters called the Mother-Daughter Retreat on the topic of purity, and that's something parishes can do, and it will be available for mothers and daughters to do in their home. That's currently available in the church version, and then we also have a wonderful program for youth and older youth and college-age young adults called Hope Undimmed, and that's a 7th program that really helps answer life's most pressing questions for them.
Wow, Brian, that's outstanding. Folks, we've been listening to Brian Topping share a lot of the resources from Paradisus Day, and Brian, thanks so much for your for all your insights and all the great work that you guys are doing.
And learn more about Brian, everybody can learn more about our office on marriageandfamilyministries.org. They can go to thechoicewine.org or paradisusday.org to learn more about you guys. And we want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next month on Marriage and Family Matters.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.